accept my gifts, yes.
Ничего, можно писать.
Не, просто я предлагаю что-то снять готовое уже, то есть, ну, в смысле, контент. Не просто лекция ни о чем, а какой-то вопрос.
Сейчас будет нормальная рекрутинговая лекция.
То есть, не сейчас, да?
Нет,
сейчас можно снять. Просто я имею в виду, что поскольку мало народу, что мне то есть, либо мы...
Их много, просто чуть-чуть, но это будет...
Мы снимем какой-нибудь... So anyway, now we're doing a little podcast.
Okay.
But anyway, his idea of this general was a very good idea. He was trying to do something new.
It's hot.
No, this, the light itself is not hot. The topics are hot. We will be speaking about hot topics today. But I think we'll do a lecture not in Chinese, because my Chinese is not the best. На русском, да, мы делаем?
Не, не надо на русском.
Что?
Все английском, все понимают.
English?
Все тут вообще говорят.
Может быть, на идише?
Идиш тоже ничего.
Скажите, пожалуйста, как вы умудряетесь выживать? So anyway, Sam, I really remember you. Do you know why I remember you?
Thank you so much.
No, I tell you why I remember you, so very clear. And I tell to my friends. Because when you ask some questions,
No,
you can also ask now, but before, when you ask questions...
In China.
Yes, in China. Your questions were very simple, but very important. But some... But you know, your questions are from particular point of view, like... You know, you're... like me, same. China and Russia, same kind of country. Atheism, communism, people don't know anything about God, consciousness. You know, it's not like in school, they never told us. They said, oh, religion is something very very primitive for stupid people. And religion is meant to cheat. There's also one very famous hero. His name is Ostap Ibrahimovich. It doesn't matter, but he's in a famous Russian book, like a fun book. He's telling, religion is opium for people. This was the slogan of communists. Religion is opium. I never actually really tried pure opium, but I'm thinking, what is the opium effect? Opium, like heroin. Opium is a drug. So they say religion is like a drug for general people. And I'm thinking, and I'm thinking myself, drugs must be good. Because when I was young, I thought, drugs must be good. So, what drugs make you? Drugs make you to be happy at some time. When you drink alcohol or drug, at some point you feel some happiness, inspiration. But later you're going back to reality and you're suffering. Like if you overtake vodka or any kind of drug, there'll be some time when the drug no longer affected on you, and at this point, you don't feel good anymore. You don't even feel the same. You feel worse. But what is interesting point is, what is that can make you good, but you're not never coming back from that feeling? This is religion. So what they say is true. Religion has a special power. But you see, in this world, we all try to be happier. That's why we're looking for the girl, or the money, or, you know, or fame, relationships. We're looking for everything to fulfill ourselves, to satisfy our senses, to feel some happiness. Actually, without happiness, we cannot live. Existence without happiness even if someone perceives that, if he will not be happier, most likely he will commit suicide. Why? Why people commit suicide? Because they don't see any perception of happiness. They don't see any perspective for themselves. They think, well, if I'm living in the misery, what's the point of my life? Better to stop my existence. So this is a very important point. And this, what I've just said, that as a human being, as a living entity, we're always searching for happiness. That's actually what's driving us through all our life. And of course, many of the famous like Jung and other, they say all the sexual principle, the principle of attraction. And it's a very, very powerful principle. Man attracted to woman, woman attracted to man. So those who create actually psychiatry and psychology, especially psychology, they thought about that and they say, well, like Jung, who was a father of modern, you know, psychology, he said, the world is run by sexual principle, attraction. And that's, you know, when we talk about sexual principle, we don't mean that it's always the, like, the hidden part of sexual principle. What we mean is we're looking for somebody, our second self, and we want to go into a very intimate exchange with that second self. Means like it has to be somebody who we can fully trust, fully understand, give ourselves to. But interesting point which Shudharmanath make, he say that there are different type of attraction, like Yoyin Chingmai and the Thai people all over. So you're looking for someone Chinese who's in the mental world, into blood and genes equal to you, so you can understand and exchange with that person. And you can say some Chinese jokes, because, you know, Russian people won't understand Chinese jokes. You have to have some mental, some nationality. So that's one kind of a friendship. But then another friendship could be, which comes from, let's say, your love of football. If you're a real football lover, then it doesn't matter if it's Chinese guy or Russian guy or Italian guy, you can talk to him about football, and let's say you can all participate in the same fan club. So there's also attraction like that. It's very powerful. It's more than your own condition. So the next attraction we can say is the family. You can really be attracted to your brother and sister and, you know, relatives, father and mother. But when that attraction, we can measure, we can see the higher than that is attracted to lover. Like when you attract to a girl or boy and you really like inspiring about this person. But what Srila Siddharth explains, the spiritual attraction, that's the most powerful. So the highest attraction is when you share the same spiritual realizations. So, as we can say, there are different types of happiness. There are happiness that people experience by stealing things. They're also happy, the thieves. There are happiness that people experience by taking drugs and alcohol and sexual activity. But normally, we can understand, this type of happiness lasts a very, very short moment. But the question, the ultimate question, actually, does happiness exist or not? Is there any place or environment or stage of consciousness where permanent happiness can be experienced? Do you believe in that, Sam? Like, do you believe that you can experience permanent happiness? Or only out of billions of Chinese people who all work very hard, very few people sometimes feel happy?
Just now I can't feel.
Right, you can't feel, but what I'm saying, do you believe in happiness?
Yes, just I feel, you know, unhappy and happy is a feeling.
Yeah.
I will enjoy all the same. Unhappy is a feeling, but I think I'm in the light. Unhappy is a special feeling, but I will enjoy it.
Right.
It will look like sometimes I, on the road, I have a
right.
accident.
Sure.
But I don't care about it. I just feel sure. it's...
Well, but my question is very simple. Do you believe that you can be happy always? Do you think it's possible or not? Or like you have to be miserable and only little happiness you feel, you know, once in a while, the rest of the time, you just have to be miserable because the happiness is a very short thing, it's very rarely achieved. Or what you believe is there is some stage of consciousness on which you can be always happy. And this has to be like a mental institution. When you like.
You're always happy, everyone loves it, but I can believe it.
Well, if you go to like, if you go to mental institution, there may be some crazy person who's always happy, like, you see everything and it's like, but you know what? Interesting point about this crazy person. If you are really always happy, you can be sound crazy for the rest of the world, but not for yourself. Do you know why? Because this is some substantial feeling that you just bury inside yourself. You wake up with that internal feeling, you go on, everything you do, everything. And this is a very special feeling, which sometimes you can feel in Krishna consciousness. Especially when you're starting your spiritual life. At this point, you can get that. Krishna will give you that inner feeling. Then you can feel everything great and happy. But, interesting point, that on some stage, that feeling will disappear. So, all I'm trying to say, when you start your spiritual life, if you really get it, really start your spiritual life, and you receive mercy from Supreme Lord, on a particular stage, you will feel great happiness. But it will be temporary, and then it will disappear until you reach some substantial stage of divine consciousness. Basically, if we're speaking about in the modern world, you'll get the demo version of divine happiness. You know, like demo versions where people sell software, they give you demo version for free, 30 days trial, and then you sort of have to pay. Same as with divine happiness. All I'm trying to say, Sam, you can be happy. And you can be permanently happy. And this is not very difficult to feel. To keep this stage and progress in this stage is sort of hard. For beginner, for neophyte. But for someone like you and I, to realize the importance, the necessity of spiritual life, you can receive some special grace, or we call it demo version of Krishna consciousness. And it seems like Kamala is just like spending all of it, and she's very unhappy, and we understand why, but it will revive, actually. Maybe after 60, 70 years. Soon. You remember that famous actor, Ventura, who's really like playing all the great movies? And we all feel him devotee-like because he's like total insane or crazy. So sometimes he asks some girl, "Do I have the chance?" And this girl tell him, "No." And he says, well, what about like one out of 1,000, the girl said, "No, more like 1 out of 1,000,000. And he said, "Thank you for giving me a chance." I think this point is very important because if we considering that once out of millions of birth and death, and one human life, we're coming to the point of being Krishna conscious, even for a very short moment, even artificially, even not fully substantially, this is a great auspicious point. Because everything develops from that point. So, it's very hard to develop the substantial spiritual position. I can say that because I'm trying and unable to. But something you will get substantial if you keep trying and associate with devotees. There will be time when you are really will understand that you are actually have some property. And normally this is happen when you drop off the boat. As Srila Sridharma say, very great example. When the boat going by the river, and you jump from the boat, when you're going by the boat, you think, oh, this boat is very slow, it's going, you know, very slow, I can't even feel how quick it's going. But when you jump from the boat and you see how boat moving from you, that's when you understand, actually, this boat is moving substantially and you're staying in the plane. So sometimes people, they go to Krishna consciousness and they think, well, you know, it's sort of like the boat of Krishna consciousness going very slowly, there's a very slow spiritual progress. Let me, jump to Maya, to material world, enjoy a little bit, a minute or two, or, you know, life or two, and then I'll catch that boat. But when they're coming back to material life, sometimes very hard for them to come back. Because if you're going in substantial Vaishnava service and association, it's a really, really strong current. Although, if you feel sometimes depressed and unhappy, or you don't think you're going to make it, remember, you're going on the boat of spiritual master. You can be happy or unhappy, but this boat's moving towards perfection. But when you're on your own in this material world, with your own in the water of karma, not on the plane, like everything happens so quick and easier when you're on the boat of the guru. When you're in waters of material life, you sort of start realizing so many things. And not only like, you know, simple things like, oh, now I have to cook for myself, now I have to get a job, now I have to do this or that. That is like one thing. You will realize that everything you've been doing in spiritual life, it was because of some special energy. Some special energy, some divine will acting behind you. And like I spoke with Anu Krishna the other day, that's what the Bhagavatam starts, where all the great heroes like Pandavas, they felt when Krishna was there, they could fight with so many enemies, they could do so many things, but finally they just, you know, unable to do anything because Krishna is gone. So they're in deep separation, trying to proceed towards Himalayas to complete their journey, because without Krishna consciousness, they don't have any meaning of their life. That's a great epic, you know, part of Mahabharata, very dramatic, very sweet actually. Тот обещал вопросы. Sorry, I mean, we're just recording TV program. Everybody here is artificial. But there are artificial questions. Анна Кришна, где обещанные вопросы?
Какой-то вот этот вопрос, вот об этом. Скажите, пожалуйста, а вот специально для неофитов?
На английском.
Переведем, сейчас переведем. Да. По принципу, о чем ты
говоришь? So, this girl asking question. Can you explain to neophytes inconceivable principle of spiritual life? Something like, you can go to Einstein and say, can you say something about relativity, you know, theory for, you know, little boys and girls? And I believe Einstein could say something, because he really was a great scientist, but I don't think I am a great spiritual scientist. But what you said, it's very important, because there's a principle in Krishna consciousness called Amnaya Prahatatvam. It's one of the 10 principles of spiritual faith. And one of the principles, Amnaya Prahatatvam, really means that truth is descending. See, some people think, oh, if I want to learn something about you know, spiritual life, I have to go to India. But they'll be very impressed by going to India. They'll see this person believe in that, and he's worshipping Hanuman. There's another guy in here, right on the corner, worshipping Shiva. There's a third guy, tell everybody Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. And the fourth guy, think he's a god himself. And, you know, the fifth guy, God knows what he is. And it's all, like, mixed. So then, you know, you start reading the books, and you'll find, oh, so many of those books, even religious books, they're very contradictory. So then you get a conception, you say, as many people, as many religions, as many people, as many gods, as many people, as many ideas. So that will lead you to conclusion that there is no truth, or you just become an atheist. But this is not entirely what the Vedic philosophy is, because what we're saying is there's nothing but truth that has to be worshipped. But you say, well, how come you understand? There are so many different spiritual paths. And we can say the gradations and everything. There's a gradation in design and art and movie and music. An interesting point, those who are habituated with low-level music, they actually are against some high-class music. Some low-level music, very simple to understand. Tits, 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 and people think, oh, it's cool, it's great, it's unique, it's very understandable, accessible. But if it's like tits, 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 jazz, you end up like with a few good guys. So it's always like a few good people, they listen to perfect music, they know the perfect movie, they know the literature. The rest of the world is running for like modern literature, what's popular, what's hot today in the market, you know, what's been promoted, what's, you know, some political person, just like Steve Jobs, you know, he passed away. And people got too interesting about him. But how come they're not so much interesting when he was alive? You know, it's just like the trend, as we call it, the trend, modern trend. I'm not saying it's bad. What I'm saying is, but there are a very small group of people, they're searching the best music, the best books, the best movies. And you know what, sometimes the best movies are not, you know, 11, 12. Sometimes best movies made, you know, 50 years ago, 10 years ago. You know, how many Chinese cinema, the best movies? They may produce every year, but maybe, you know, a few really worth to keep in your heart as art, as inspiration. So, when you go to India, you'll see so many different spiritual ideas. And when you go to bookstore, you'll see even more. Then what to do? Amnaya Prahatatmam, the truth has to descend. You have to pray to the truth to come to you. It's not like you go like in, you know, shop and you're picking something. Something is suitable for you. Rather, you should see that you have to be picked by truth. So in the Christian history, when Jesus passed by, there was one famous prophet, fisherman. And Jesus asked him, so how is the fishing going on? The fisherman said, well, you know, sucks. And Jesus said, well, why don't you join me and I'll teach you how to fish. I'll teach you how to fish, you know, people out of water of material existence. And this person joined. So we could understand there could be more than one fisherman at the time, you know, trying to fish. But for some reason, this person had an intrinsic voice recognizing his teacher and recognizing that he has to leave his comfortable position of a fisherman and go with the person he just saw, maybe first time in his life, and follow him up to the death. And you know what? If you look at this prophet history, it was not always the happy days of enjoyment. Rather, it was like crushing with other religions, you know, being followed up by, you know, constant threat and suffering so much, but he's got something from divine plane to his heart, which make him, you know, follow and believe, and also he achieved something. Now, first of all, he was so great, he could recognize immediately the teacher. So, Amnaya Prahatatvam means that the truth descent, but this truth descent according to your personal ability to recognize. If you can recognize teacher, you'll be very lucky. There's so many teachers, primary teachers, secondary teachers, the super teachers, but how to recognize your teacher? Or how to recognize how truth is coming to you? How to recognize how to surrender to that truth and how to follow that truth? This is Krishna consciousness. So we don't believe that, you know, someone with many books or general understanding of Indian philosophy or religion can perceive what the Krishna consciousness is, especially in our line, because our line is a very, very high line of Krishna consciousness. Just like being in China, you know, there's so many kung fu and martial arts, but they're like Shaolin. It's supposed to be very top one. So when you meet a great master, he doesn't have to impress you with like, oh, you know, that's like a general student can do, you know. The great master, he'd be more like, you know, thinking about something. I'm just joking, but you know, in Kung Fu Panda, you see this, you know, the greatest master was like Master Wu Wei, was like a turtle, and you know, he's like looking for the balance, the chi. You know, he's not interesting to go beat everybody and get like prize, and so because he achieved something, so he's staying one leg, you know, his pole, and he's like, and he's talking very like relaxed. And you can see another master, like Master Shifu. He's the really who's training like all the masters, the other great fathers. So Master Shifu, he's also have some master. That's why I explained to one devotee, I said, if you want to be the Shifu, but you're not working under like some high master, the ability of like channeling divine flow will be less. Because everyone needs someone to make him greater and greater and greater. Like you, for instance, you work as a designer, right? You're a designer. Yes. But how about like watching artwork of other designers? That makes you more strong. But what about like really meet some high-class designers? Within 5 minutes, you can understand about their tricks if they really want to reveal to you. So, in spiritual life, we're our position is to search someone who can provide for us highest quality. But of course, we can be cheated. We can be cheated because we have that cheating tendency to get things cheap. Just like when you go to China, and you know there's so many brands, are expensive brands. Let's say, you know, Chanel or Prada. But you know, in China there's a whole place where imitation to be sold. And there are different levels of imitation. And you know, imitation from, you know, $10 to really good imitation, $100. But real Prada bag or Chanel, why it's so expensive? Where can you buy? Can you buy it on the street? No, you have to go to a particular place and pay a particular amount of money, and then you get the real stuff. And you say, so why imitation? Imitation is very good, but it may be the same quality leather, the same entourage, same details, everything could be the same. But it's imitation, it's copy of someone. It's not the original, it didn't came out of that plane. So, when we're talking about spiritual life, we know we live in a world of imitation. Imitation is everywhere, not only in China, on Chanel market. There's imitations in spiritual life, There's imitations in business. People imitate. That's what we do, we imitate. And they also imitate great devotees. They dress like great devotees. They talk like great devotees. Right? So it's a very important point is how to recognize true substantial substance. So Śrīla Śrīdhara Mahārāja, he gave us special tips. He said two ways. One is the one is consciousness, and second is level of sacrifice. In everything, we should trace two things: consciousness and sacrifice. If I'm sacrificing, just like in regular business, there are some people, let's say they risk and they sacrifice. In army, people risk and sacrifice, but you end up seeing them, they're sacrificing for a salary, for money. There's some professional soldiers, you can hire them. And they'll be risking and sacrificing. Sometimes they even lose their life, but you don't make them heroes because they're getting paid for that. But there might be some soldiers that sacrifice for their motherland, for their beloved. And those are the people who consider to be heroes, not people who sacrifice for money. So, consciousness and sacrifice, what are you sacrificing for? Are you sacrificing a spiritual life because you want to receive some benefits, you want to be famous, you want to, you understand all these things you want, actually. Nadhanam, Najanam, Nashundarim, Kavitam, Vajagadisha, Kamala. I don't want, wealth, I don't want beautiful women, I don't want fame. But how can you live in this world without fame, wealth, and beautiful women? Very difficult. But you can see it. In devotees group, there are beautiful women, there are some wealth, there are some fame, but all these things have to be addressed to Krishna and Guru. You never work selfish for yourself. Selfish consciousness is very bad consciousness. So in China, when a great master, Chairman Mao came, he really understood. He said, you can't do anything great country, anything great, if everybody is selfish. So the Chinese Empire had to be in prison and sweep the floor. So this was revolution, this was experiment. And some things in this experiment were great, but some things, people feel they lost culture, they lost this, they lost that. So you can understand, spiritual life is also experiment. And there's risk involved, everywhere risk involved. Why capitalistic world is so successful? Because risk involved. In socialism, there's no risk. But as we say, no risk, no gain. So, in spiritual life, it's also big risk. But, Śrīla Śrīdhara Mahārāja say, when you risk everything, just like samurai, Japanese soldier, he never considered himself alive. A soldier who thinks he's alive, he's not a soldier. The best soldier is a dead soldier. Do you know why? Because he already admits he's dead. So in spiritual life, you have to be like that, just like Japanese samurai, because you have to admit that you will not get nothing. And when you sacrifice everything to divine plane, that's maybe when you get something. Do you understand? This is a very important point. If you want to live spiritual life with the hope of having fame, money, female association, and enjoy, this is not a spiritual life. The spiritual life is when you risk all these things. When you put them on a scale of risking for the service. So we're talking about ideals. Of course, every one of us always in doubts. And yes?
I want to know, what is the risk? always can make you say, I want that, and the eyes will be blind.
Care, but I'm trying. I'm not successful. I try. I'm like you. I'm also thinking you can mix. But here's what I understood from ability of mix. Here's my realization. Very small. I thought of myself as materialist. Materialist means, because I'm like you, I'm very up to ground. I'm not like, you know, some spiritual people, they just like, you know, like they're lost in divine plane. I thought, well, can I call myself materialist? No, I said, I cannot call myself totally materialist. But I realized one thing, I like to materialize things. You're a designer, what are you doing? You're materializing some things, some ideas, some thoughts, right?
Yes.
And you make those concepts accessible to other people. While they're in your brain, they're worth nothing. So here was my approach. I'm thinking, oh, I like this Krishna consciousness, and I'm also have so many material desires and misperfections. But if I direct them towards Krishna consciousness, I can materialize my things. Just like if you're a designer, you think, well, I can design some beautiful things for spiritual life. Or if I, you know, have a job and make some money, I can spend my money to go to Chiang Mai, India, you know, for my spiritual benefit. I meet spiritual people, you know, I use my wealth for some good stuff, you know. Because there's some Chinese guy thinking how to buy a Ferrari car. Or, you know, spend all this money for girls. But the best investment in this case is yourself. Right? You invest in your spiritual self.
You know, normal people just want something, want to do something. If he can't get it, he is unhappy. But it's normal. Everybody will have it. So, just like me, I can't...
Sure. Well, one thing you should understand, Sam, there'll be time when you have to die.
Okay, yes.
And at this time, nothing can be taken out to next life. The only thing you can take to next life is the real self. Body will not be there. Although it's like looking like Bruce Lee or Schwarzenegger, that body has to go elsewhere. The only soul, your consciousness, you will not, you don't remember your past life. Maybe it was Russian, maybe it was American. You don't know your past life, but I can guarantee you was someone. 100% you live the previous, and 100% you will live in the future. It's a physical principle. You know, it's the physics. It's just like a physical law of contentment of energy. Energy does not disappear. So yourself, right now, as a Sam, it's a particular energy. If you can go to scientists, they will also tell you something. But when you go to metaphysics or spiritual people, they will explain to you the physical hardware and very like gross software will vanish and destroy. The only user, your user, user means soul. That user will go to the next computer and will use next computer. And what this user will have, he will not remember anything. He has to learn everything again. But one thing will remain with the user is ability to conceive spiritual reality. So just imagine, this is a beautiful thing. Whatever you can conceive on spiritual level in this life, in next life you can conceive more. Like, you never know who you... Like, I don't know who I was, but I know this Krishna, the spiritual thing, it's with me. It's just like, I had I hope I will have it in the future. And that's the most valuable thing. Because everything is relative value. What's the point? We all have to die. Our body will only live very, very, you know, temporary life. Like according to this world, the mountains, like great Chinese mountains, and some great trees like Lina, she told me there's a 1,000-year-old Chinese tea tree. Tea tree, 1,000-year-old. So, if you want a long life, perhaps become a tea tree. It's long life, it's healthy, you're in the mountain, you breathe fresh air, you eat minerals. But that's not what we're aspiring for. We're looking for rasa. Rasa means relationship. And we're looking for something eternal, something divine, something never ending. So therefore, in Krishna consciousness, we're looking for that divine relationship. So your question is very important. What is that principle? That principle is, as we are approaching the spiritual plane, it descends to us directly. But it descends in the form of Guru and Vaishnava. Because some people think they've seen something spiritual in a dream, or you know, they've read a book, they had some kind of a deja vu, you know, they just relate to their sense experience. Actually, it's not like that. This is very little of spiritual realization. The real spiritual realization, Tava Nija Jan Kona Mahajan, when like the Guru is coming and he gets you. Just like Jesus Christ, he came to the guy and he said, well, you know, I guess the time of being a fisherman is end. And this person wake up and said, yes, master. And he starts his spiritual journey. And you know what? He died a long time ago. Why are you and I talking about him? Because he's done something great. So what we are here for, to do something great. Spiritual life is to do something great. And spiritual life, actually, the greatest thing you can do for yourself. And if you become, you know, Lord Buddha, his disciples, enlightenment, if you become a great spiritual personality, just imagine how many people you can help. If you become a spiritual person, how many people you can help? Inconceivable, like, just know, you can help yourself and you can liberate thousands of others. This is inconceivable. You know, you can't help as many people as doctor, engineer, designer, because you can free people from death. That's what we're trying to do. We're trying to receive this grace. So if we receive this grace, then others will be influenced by it. Just even here at this place, you know, arati going on, worship going on, you know, the environment influenced by us. It has some spiritual energy. Not everybody can feel. Like not everybody has sense of art, music, or anything. So the divine sound. In the age of Beatles, when the music starts, the rock music, people had feelings that all this music started, they're singing some important songs, and just by hearing their songs, people can be liberated. But you know, those people said like, we don't sing any special songs, we just sing songs. But you know, people thought, by hearing their songs, like, they can go to the truth, they can be liberated, but at the same exact time, Swami Prabhupada came on Jaladuta ship to Boston, America, and he picked up this, and he started chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. So all these Beatles people and other people who had some little brain and were searching, they came to him. He had no money. He was a monk, but he had such a great pure heart, so he liberates so many. And that's why we're here, actually. One of the reasons we're here, so that one man, many years ago, in India, received special mercy and decide to go to America and liberate. Same as China, you know, how China become Buddhism. A few Indian monks came and the Chinese become one of the greatest spiritual nations. Just by accepting. So, that's why we're chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Chinese devotee ki jaya, jaya sam prabhu ki jaya. Actually, he asked me in the lectures, he said, why are you joking? I'm trying to understand truth. And I think this is a great quality of Chinese man. He wants to know truth, he not care about anything. This is a great, do you understand, sir? This is the best. Because you want to know the truth. And if you want to know the truth will come to you. This is the spiritual principle. As you inquire truth in your heart, the truth will approach to you. Because truth is looking for some good man.
But just to think, you know, many people just like do things. I trust that it must be, maybe it's right. So I'm just curious, I just want to know.
Sure. That's the best quality. You're open like child. You don't.
But no, I can't or understand. So
yeah.
So I were always communication with Jay.
Yes.
Maybe someday. I don't know.
Yeah. Sometimes you should go with us to India also.
Maybe.
While you're young, you have to understand. You have to do things while you're young. When you become your old man, you have no time for doing something great. You have to do something great once you have energy, power. Once you're old man, what do you do? Do you understand? Some people think, I work like ass and I enjoy when I'm retired.
You know,
I'm so different, I enjoy now.
You know, sometimes I just think, you know, in China, I just think China now is very, very bad. I just think very people just.
Just think about himself.
Yeah, somebody doesn't care about himself.
Because you have to understand, everybody wants happiness. Like a famous Chinese singer, Zhang Ji, she married some American Jewish millionaire. And as a woman, she wants, like, you know, Chinese women, what she dream? Big family, many friends, we're sitting, eating together, like, you know, Chinese restaurant. The whole family coming to eat. And she married with this European guy, and it happened to be him and her sitting and eating. And, you know, he's a multimillionaire, but he's, like, very small spending money. He's not interested about family, you know. So this Chinese girl, she think, who do I marry? Like, you know, what is that? This is supposed to be the richest man. He must be very open heart and, you know, happy to be like an American Jew who doesn't want to share anything with anyone. Just want to enjoy this beautiful Chinese woman. So she think, you know, you idiot. What's the point of being so rich but be so miser? Be so small.
You know, sometimes I just ask always my friend. I told him, you know, the Grand Chinese government is very bad. I just want to change. My friend just told me, no, this stuff is not care about you. I just need money. I have money. The government gave me money. It's very, very important. So I just feel it's really bad. I just feel my country is there.
But you know how you can change China? The way you change China, you can change yourself.
I don't. I just change my country's people.
No, you change yourself.
Yeah.
You understand?
Yes.
Don't try to change China. You self China,
yes,
change.
Yes, yes.
So if there be more people like you,
I want to do the right things.
Yeah. So the only person you can really convince is yourself. Yes. You can't convince others. Convince yourself, change yourself, and you will see how things will change around you. Because once you become a spiritual person, your friends will be spiritual, because you have no interest to mix with mundane people. Like, you know, you can work with mundane people as a business, as a job, but as a friends and your environment, you want to have some people who you can share your heart with. And you can see devotees, they don't know you, but they're so happy to see you. Do you understand? They're like, you hear, like, you come to family. You want people like that. You don't want people who think, oh, how much money I can make on Sam, or, you know, Sam is a good person to know. Devotees don't care. They care about heart. You see, oh, this person, he came from China, he's interesting about spiritual life, you know, come, like this. Easy. Because they're devotees, they understand. For them, whether you're king or you're, you know, Steve Jobs, they're not interested in that. They're interested in, are you interested in spiritual life? Are you, like, open with your heart? That's what they consider to be wealthy. So with your heart open, this is the real wealth. The real wealth is within the heart. Some people have so much material opulence, but they can't spend it. They can't even say a good word. Suspicious, you know, thinking everybody's... They're like suspects. You know, they speak with dogs, with parrots, with, like, they trust them, because they don't trust people. Hare Krishna. Jai.
Maharaj ki jai.
Jai. Maharaj ki jai. Gautami ki jai.
Gopal, you should meet some friends, Bengali one.
Morning, in the morning, he didn't...
Gopal can chant. Oh, so much.